ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 11।
Na Nishkritar Uditar Brahma Vadibhi Tatha Vishudyati Aghavan Vratadibhi Yatha Harir Namapadar Udahritais Tadutthama shloka Gunopalambhakam Nanishkritar Uditar Brahmavadibhi Nanishkritar Uditar Brahmavadibhi Tata Vishudyat Yagavan Vratadibhi Tata Vishudyat Yagavan Vratadibhi Yata Harir Nama Padar Udahritais Yata Harir Nama Padar Udahritais Tadutthama shloka gunopalambhakam Tadutthama shloka gunopalambhakam
Na niskutai nuditai brahmavadibhi Tatha visuddhatai agavanamritadibhi Jatha harinnama padai rudahitai Tat uttama shloka gunopalambhakam. So the Vishnu Dutas, they are instructing the Jama Dutas. Now they are authorized person. This Vishnu Duta, they are authorized person. They are not ordinary person. They are coming from Vaikuntha. Just like Narada Muni comes from higher planetary system, Vaikuntha Loka, he is called Devarishi. He travels all over the universes, material and spiritual. He has got special concessions. Sometimes, Bachcha Kota, sometimes, we have got information, the yogis, they can also travel not only within this material universe, but in the spiritual. The instance of Dudbhasamani, when he committed offense at the feet of Maharaj Ammurish. Maharaj Ammurish was a grihastha, a kshatriya, and king. He had to rule over the kingdom. But because he was devotee, he was very respectful. So Durvasa Muni, he was a great yogi. He became very much envious of this king, Ambarish Maharaj, that he is ordinary grihastha dealing with politics, and I am a great yogi known all over the universe, and he is more respected than me. So he wanted to punish him, to show him his yogic power. Sometimes the yogis, they get some power and they misuse it for personal sense gratification. That is the pitfall of yogic perfection. When one gets little power, he misuses it and thereby falls down. So this Durbhasamani also, what to speak of other paltry yogis, even Durbhasamani, he became envious. So one day he came to Amrish Maharaj on the Dadashi day with 60,000 disciples and ordered the Maharaj, "Maharaj, today we have come to take a prasadam in your palace. Please arrange for this." So that was Dadashi day. You know, on the Dadashi day, there is a regulatory principle that in the morning at about 9 o'clock, one has to take something, prasada, to break the vows, breakfast. So this Durbhasamani, along with disciples, they went to the river Ganges to take bath, but they were willfully not coming back. So Amrish Maharaj asked the priest that Durbhasamani is my guest. I cannot take anything without offering him. So what shall I do? Now I have to observe the Dadashi breakfast. So the Brahmin priest ordered him that, "Maharaj, you can take little charanamrita, the water." So according to Shastra, drinking little water is not breaking fast. So it will be not taken with. So with the advice of the Brahmin, formerly the kings, they were guided by the instruction of the Brahmins and great saintly persons. They were not doing anything whimsical. That is not fair. So with the instruction of the Brahmins, he took little charanamrita. And Durbhasamani was a great yogi, he could immediately understand. Then he came back and became very angry. His idea was to punish him somehow or other, give the dog bad name and hang it. This was his policy. So he was to give some bad name. So he became angry that, "I am your guest and you have already taken, broken your Ekadashi fasting, so I shall teach you." So he immediately ordered, he plucked one here and a great demon came. So Durbhasamani made his caricature of yogic power. And Amrish Maharaj was a devotee. He did not know anything such magic. He was pure devotee, that's all. So he could simply stand, "All right, I am faulty. You can punish me." So this great demon was coming to kill him. And the devotee has no other way than to remember Krishna. So immediately Krishna Sudarshan Chakra came to protect him, and the Sudarshan Chakra immediately killed the demon. Then the Sudarshan Chakra attacked Durbhasamani. So Durbhasamani began to flee. He went upper planetary system to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and this way he wanted protection, but nobody could give protection. They said, no, we cannot give you protection. Lord Vishnu is angry upon you. It is not possible to give you protection. So He then went to Lord Vishnu also in the Vaikuntha Loka. Just see how much powerful he is, that he could go through the whole universe, then enter into the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, and he could see personally a Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu also denied protection. No, I cannot give you protection. You are Vaishnava Aparadhi. You have offended to the Vaishnava Maharaj and Murish. You can be protected only if you go and fall down at his feet, and if he excuses, then my Sudarshan Chakra will not disturb. So, this incident, this Rudbhasa Muni penetrated through the universe, went to the Vaikuntha Loka, personally saw Vishnu, still he was not protected, and this time took about 1 year. The yogic power, my point was how yogis are powerful, that they can go through the space very swiftly. The modern scientists, they say that to go to the topmost planet within this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. That is their calculation. But this yogi Amarish, Durvasa, could go through the universe, not only universe, other Vaikuntha, so within 1 year. This is called yogic power. But still, he is not as powerful as the devotee. He had to come back and fall down at the lotus feet of Amarish Maharaj. And when Amarish Maharaj excused him, he was a Brahmin yogi. As soon as he fell down at the feet of Amarish Maharaj, he said, "You are Durvasa Muni, you are so great, powerful, don't put me into this difficulty. What do you want? Now you excuse me. Excuse, if I have got any resultant actions of my past activity, take everything. Take everything. You be saved. This is Vaishnava. And this is our Vaishnava. Therefore, harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If one may have all the good qualities, but if he is not a devotee of the Lord, yes, his good qualities have no value. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Manorathena asato dhavato hi. They are simply carried away by the mental concoction. This is their qualification. So karmi, jnani, yogi, they are all restless because they are carried away by the whims of mind. And a bhakta is fixed up. Bhajate ma ananna bhava sadhuriva samantavya mahatmanastumang prartha devi prakriti vasi. Vajanti ananna manaso. This is devotee. They do not like to show any power. Power is already there, just see. This Amarish Maharaj was not a yogi. He did not know. He was simply surrendered, simply, fully surrendered to Krishna. That's all. But he defeated this yogi. The yogi came and fell down at his feet. So, a devotee does not require to acquire any yogic power or any jnana siddhi or this siddhi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakoli asanta. Krishna bhakta niskam atayev shanti. People are after shanti, peacefulness. So it is declared that nobody can get shanti, peacefulness, unless he is unalloyed devotee of Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam Jnanakarmadhanamritam anukullina krishnanusilinam bhakti uttama. This is what. If you have got a pinch of unnavilas, then he cannot become a pure devotee. That is not possible. Then Krishna will give you chance to fulfill your unnavilas, not Krishna bhakti. He can give you even mukti, but he will not give you bhakti. This is Krishna's principle. Bhakti can be awarded to a person who is fully surrendered, one who does not know anything but Krishna. This is the way. Therefore, it is said, na niskritai ruditai brahmavadibhi stratha visuddhati aghavan vratadibhi. In this shastra, there are different varieties of ritualistic ceremony, vratas, to counteract our sinful activities within this material world. The material world is so situated that if you do not want to become a sinful man, unless you are a devotee, you will be forced to commit sinful activities. You will be forced. It's like you are a very good man, but when walking on the street, you are killing so many ants. We have got experience while morning walk. You cannot avoid it. It is not possible. And you are responsible for killing the ant. Then how you can save yourself from the sinful activities? Therefore in the shastra it is said, padanga padanga jada vipadam. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. If you want to stay within this material world, then padanga padanga. In every state there is danger. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. Natesham. Not for them. Who? Samasita ji padapallavam plavam mahat padanga punna jasumurari. One who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Murari, means Krishna, samasita, sammakasita, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam, samma, fully. Samma means samma, no reservation. Krishna, I do not know anything more. I simply surrender unto you. Now, whatever you do, accept it. If you like to kill me, kill me. If you want to give me protection, that's all. Anyway, I am surrendered. This is called full surrender. The Bhakti Marga, it is clearly said, it is that you cannot be purified simply by performing the Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Na niskritai ruditai brahmavadini. Brahmavadi means Brahma, means Sabda Brahma, Vedic, injunction. So there are many Brahmavadi, just like Manusanghita, Parashar, he has made Vinshati, Dharma Shastra. So they are authorized things. But still, if you follow the ritualistic ceremonies, if you make atonement according to the Vedic direction, you cannot be fully purified. Fully purified because unless you are detestful of this material existence, unless you are determined to go back to home, back to Godhead, if you want to adjust in this material world to be happy, then you have to commit sinful activities. There is no doubt about it. That which is said that you cannot be purified. Naniskitai ruditai brahmavadihi stratha visuddhati agavan vratadhi. Agavan. Agavan means sinful. Every one of us who is in this material world is sinful. So he has to be purified. So this best purification process is devotional service. And the purification process begins annavilasitasannam, when you have no more any material desires. Then is the purification. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam. Malam means sinful reaction. And nirmalam. If you want to become completely free from all contamination of this material world. Contamination means associating with the different modes of material nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamak. Even if you are associating with satagun, still it is contamination. What to speak of other? Rajagun, tamak. Those who are contaminated by rajagun and tamagun, they are fully engaged in lusty desires and greediness. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalu bhava yastuji. Kamalu, rajastamo, the whole world is infected with rajagun and tamagun. Therefore, they are simply absorbed in kama and lobha, lusty desires and greediness. Not that only the poor man is hankering after money. Even the richest man in this material world, he is also hankering after money. Lobha, I want more, I want more. Krishna is assuring that yoga khemam bahamma. Tesham nityavi juktana yoga khemam bahamma. If one is fully surrendered, I supply him personally, I carry his personal necessities. Yoga khemam bahami aham. Not that I ask somebody, but I carry myself. He is giving assurance. So, why we should be hankering after other things to become happy? It is foolishness. Krishna assures, tesam nitya vijuktanam, yoga khemam bahamah. So, this is the special mercy for the unalloyed devotee. So, unalloyed devotee means annavilasitasannam sarvapadhi vininmuktam. Sarva upadhi vininmuktam. Upadhi means artificially. I am the husband of this wife. I am the father of these children. I am the inhabitants of America. I am American. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. I am Brahmin. I am fat. I am thin. I am white. I am black. So many things. These are all upadhis. So one has to become free from this upadhi. I am not this, I am not that, I am not this. Then what you are? Gopi bhaktu pada kamalayo dasa dasanu dasa. When one becomes like that, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, Gopi. This is called parampara system. This is our real identification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Sarvapadhi vinimukta. So if you want to be happy, you cannot become happy by your so-called endeavor, by tidbits, this I'll do and I'll be happy. This is all nonsense. You can be happy only when you fully surrender to Krishna, without any abhilash. Therefore, even the big karmis who are able to perform big costly sacrifices, karmis they do, you will find even nowadays, of course there is no jagic Brahma at the present moment. Still, if you advertise that here there will be big jagga, you will get lots of money immediately. There will be jagga. But in the Kali Yuga, there is no jagic Brahma, no yajna will be successful. Kritejat jadato makhai, kritejat dhyayato Vishnu, tetayam jadato makhai. Makha means yajna. You cannot perform yajna now. It is not possible. Where is the ghee? Where is the grain? People are starving without food grain. How you can perform tons and tons of food grain, ghee or sacrifice? That is yajna. So this is not possible. Up to Treta Yuga it was possible. Kite Jadhyatu Vishnu. In meditation, this is a farce. There are so many foolish people, they are misled by other rascal meditation. What meditation? Meditation is so easy thing. Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 of years. Then he got perfection. So who will get that opportunity? It's all farce. Meditation is farce. Yajna, the so-called yajna is also farce, because there is no jagic Brahman. The jagic Brahman would ignite fire by mantra, not matches. Where is the jagic Brahman? So this is not possible. Kite jat dhyato vishnu tritayang jatato makhai dapare parichajayang kaluta dharikī. This is the sastric injunction. You have to take this process. If you want to be perfect, then you have to take the shastra vidhi. If you don't take the shastra vidhi mutsajya vartate kamakaraka na siddhim sabhamuti na sukham na param. If you don't accept the injunction in the shastra, especially when Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is instructing you in the Bhagavad Gita, that is the essence of all shastra. You take that, then you'll be happy. Otherwise, no. So here it is said, the Agavan, the sinful man, cannot be purified by simply this ritualistic ceremonies, atonement, or keeping some vows, vrata. Then how it is possible? Because everyone says, jatha harin nama. Therefore it is recommended. Harin nama, harin nama, harin nama, eva keval. Kalo nasti, eva nasti, eva nasti. The same thing. You will never find the injunction of the shastra contradicted. In the Agni Puran it is said, and in the Srimad Bhagavad also the same thing. Agni Puran says, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Iva Kevalam. And here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Jatha Harir Nama, Padai Rudavitai. Uttama Sloka Gunopalam. Harin Nama means, chanting of the holy name, that is simple. But when you chant Harinama, then you gradually understand what is Hari, what is his form, what is his quality, what is his activities. Then you can understand. Because without Harinama, your heart is dirty. Cetadarpanamāna, unless your heart is cleansed, you cannot understand what is Hari, what is his name, what is his form, what is his quality, what are his activities, you cannot understand. Atasya Krishna nāmādi na bhavet grāhyam indriyai. Your blunt nonsense senses, if you utilize, you cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, people are not understanding Krishna, neither are they understanding the value of Harinama, because their senses are blunt, contaminated with these my qualities. They cannot understand. But this is the only way. Cheta darpana mahajanam, bhava mahadavagni nidbhava. Because you have to purify, that this is the only method. Chant Hare Krishna. Then you will gradually purify. Punnat Sabana Kirtana. Punnat Sabana Kirtana. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. Punnat Sabana Kirtana. If you hear, if you chant about Krishna, Uttama Sloka, as it is said, Jad Uttama Sloka Gunopalambha. So many benefits are there. So the Hare Krishna movement is so important that everyone should take it very seriously. Sada kirtaniya sada tinadapi sunichena tarurubi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then difficulty is padam padam jad vipada. In this material world there is only vipad. There is no sampad. Foolishly we think that I am very nice. What is nice? You have to die next moment. What is nice? But these foolish people say, yes, I am nice. You ask anybody, how are you? Yes, very nice. What is that nice? You are going to die tomorrow. It's still nice. That's all. This is going. So it is padang padang ragdiva. They are making scientific researches to become happy. But these rascals, they do not know how to stop death. What is the nice? But they have no brain to understand. But Krishna said, these are the problems, my dear sir. You scientists, you are trying so many things. Janamati jarabhyati dukkha dosanugasa. First of all, find out what is your problem. Janamati jarabhyati. You have to take birth, you have to die, you have to suffer from disease, you have to become old. Stop it first of all, then talk of scientific advancement, otherwise you are nonsense. Thank you very much.